This year marks my 35th firearms deer season. Granted, for the last 20 years, deer season's been modified by my work as a wildlife biologist. I've had to work opening weekend or the entire season to get data, manage public lands, dispatch injured animals, and monitor harvested deer for disease, even looking for lost hunters. I always manage to get out and do at least a little hunting during the season, though. Deer hunting has changed a lot since I started in 1983. Firearms deer season was 9 days long. We used back tags, a portion of which would be ripped off and attached to a harvested deer. If you were lucky enough to get drawn for a hunter's choice permit, you got a special ugly stamp that you'd affix to the center of your back tag. When your hunt was over, camp was dismantled, you drove to a big game registration station where a clerk would have you fill out a registration slip while they put a metal carcass tag in the deer's ear. As the years passed, I started to see some changes. An increase in antlerless tags, additional gun deer seasons, the T-zone, and a concerted effort to curb the growth of the deer herd in parts of the state. Today, some facets of the deer season have changed very little. For example, the 9-day firearms deer season still starts the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and you can still buy a deer license over-the-counter and hunt for a legal buck anywhere in the state, that being a deer with an antler of at least 3 inches on at least one side. That hasn't changed in decades. However, the back tags are gone, the metal carcass tags are gone, and in-person registration has gone totally digital. Gear has changed drastically as well. In the 80s, the big deal was that people like my dad, uncles, and grandpa were still reeling from having to change from being able to wear red wool to needing to wear blaze orange above the waist. We wore steel shank rubber boots with cotton monkey socks on warm days and dad's scratchy wool army socks on cold days, usually with bread bags in between because the boots always seemed to leak. Our gloves were usually pretty beat up from doing chores by the time deer season came around and were wrapped with duct tape to close the gaps. We wore cotton long johns under our jeans and flannel shirts to try to keep warm. Today, blaze pink has come on the scene, although I have to admit I haven't seen any hunters in the woods wearing it yet. Hunters wear insulated synthetic blend socks and base layers beneath scent-blocking camouflage clothing. And you can buy gloves with special pockets for disposable hand warmers if you want to feel luxurious. As a kid, I can remember hanging our blaze orange outside to air out, but that was basically it for scent control. Today, you can buy everything from cleansing wipes and deodorants to sprays, lotions, even special chewing gum to make you smell exactly the way you think you should to help bag that big buck. When I first started deer hunting, gun deer season was literally the only thing going on. All other seasons were suspended starting the day before opening day. You couldn't legally sight in your rifle unless you were at a shooting range. You couldn't archery hunt during the 9-day either. Now all of that's changed. You can hunt and shoot to your heart's content, including coyote and archery deer, as well as open small game species. And while when I was a kid, your gun had to be fully enclosed in a case, today you can drive down the woods roads with your rifle or shotgun lying empty but uncased on the dashboard. Looking forward, as a 12-year-old in the 80s, I doubt I would have seen any of those changes coming. The biggest change I've lived through, though, has got to be electronic devices. As a kid, everyone in the group carried a whistle, and we had a whistle blast system to communicate between party members. Then we got handheld radios, although we had to be careful not to violate the law when using them to aid in hunting. Cell phones followed, and now today we all have smartphones. We can look at maps, satellite photos, up-to-the-minute spot weather forecasts. Why, we can even buy a license right there in the woods if we somehow forgot to do it sooner. You may be thinking to yourself, why is he telling us all stuff we've lived through ourselves? Well, sometimes it's important to look back at what has changed and why. History teaches us important lessons. I assure you my boys have no idea what it was like when I was their age over a quarter century ago, and it's up to me to share our collective hunting history with them. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.